doing that. And then she screamed this. She says, I can't wait till your father comes back home. And tears are running down her eyes. And I don't know how it affected my brother, but to this day, I still remember my mother crying. See, because it says a foolish son brings grief. There's just something about your mama crying that you don't want to make her ever cry again. Any brother in the house with me? Amen. How about sisters too? There's something that I always remembered. I know probably I brought some joy to my dad, but I never wanted to bring, so I never misbehaved in that fashion. I did other things because I was a sinner saved by grace, right? But I never wanted to make my mother cry like that again. And the scripture speaks of just mothers when they grieve. There's emotion. How many know that, yeah? The whole house wakes up when mama's crying, right? It's intense. It does something. Proverbs has a way of showing the wisdom and honor that people that are foolish almost look down at relationships, especially honorable things that they should honor in relationships, and they don't see people worthy of honor. For whatever it may be, a background thing, I think it's almost in our culture today. Our culture is filled with such toxicity, or being toxic, which we look at the media. They're so filled with dishonor on how they report things or they do things. How about politicians? The election that's not even this election, but the election since I've been around, they're filled with such dishonor, the way they treat each other. Government officials treat each other with such dishonor. The social media that we're on, it's dishonoring all the time. You post something and somebody posts something dishonoring to get you back, and it's filled with such. So we live it and we breathe it and we become dishonor. It's almost like if you're more dishonorable, you get more popular. And if you're honorable, it's something weird. Well, let's bring honor back, right? What can living faith do about honor? And what can we do about to reverse that curse? How can we attain honor? Living faith is a house of honor. I speak that over your life today. You honor each other. You honor leadership here. You honor our guests today. We honor our, that's not a cop. That's a police officer. So we honor the policemen of our community, right, everybody? We honor our government leaders. Let me go back to that police officer. One of our police officers that is here, he told me the story that he said, one time we were trying to apprehend a fugitive and arrest somebody, but the guy was cussing up a storm using this language and that. Finally, one of the police officers had enough. He said, "Is that the way that you speak to your mother?" And the guy shut up and he stopped cussing. We used to say, with that mouth, you eat with. So stop saying that sort of, con esa boca comes, right? We'd say something like that in Spanish. And y'all, did I say it right? Amen. I got some Spanish on me today. Amen. We honor our government leaders. If you can't honor, I can't honor that guy. He, look at the way he acts in government. Look at all the scandals. If you can't honor the person, you honor the office. Because it's still an office, right? The definition of honor is this, and it's in your handout today. It's value, weight, it's worth. You add weight to it. No. You can't get away until I stand up or I shake your hand or until I salute you or until I make way for you because you're that important. Dishonor, on the other hand, it's just him. Here he comes again. There's the old man sitting in the chair. There's no honor in that. It takes light of it. I know what you're getting to, and I'm about to get to you in a moment today. So that's why you're here this morning. I don't want to hear this today. You need to hear this today. That's why you're saying that, right, everybody? Young person, there's a way to take out the trash without rolling your eyes. I got to take out the trash because I'm to honor my mother and father. I got to do this, clean my room. Well, honor would be this way. You'd have a good attitude about it. Dishonor would to roll your eyes or to say something. The spirit of honor does it with value and saying, yes, I get to live here rent free. Amen. Give me a good amen and be blessed and be part of the house. There are two camps right now that I'm speaking to, I believe. And on Facebook, I'm speaking to you the same way. I'm coming after you, Facebook, today. Amen. You either love this topic and you're leaning in and you want some more. Give me this. Or you're in the other camp and it's tough. Because you've had people in your lives that you don't feel deserve honor, and they've been hurt, they've hurt them. So it's not easy to give honor because of the way they treated you. And so can I give you the first bullet point? And it's the first thought is this, to come really at that. And honor really begins with God's claim, not how you feel about them. It's God's claim. Honor begins that way because it's not how you see them. It's how God sees them. Yeah, everybody, y'all with me this morning? Yeah. And God sees them as people of honor. He sent his son to die for them today. A person of honor will stay on the high road. They'll have the most honorable thing that you can do for a person that you can't treat because they don't deserve it, that's the way you feel about it, is that you can pray for them. I'll pray for them. God hit them with a brick. No. A prayer would be, Lord, you know the way that I feel and the hurt that I've experienced. But Lord, would you bless that person? I honor them, God, with my mouth right now in prayer. Would you honor them? Would you bless them? Do you see the beginnings of something God can do in a heart that's changed in prayer? Amen. And that's one of the most honorable things. Treat them the way you want them to become, not the way that they are right now, not what they did to you. I treat them the way I want them to become. I see them as a king, a prince, a full son. God takes people like you and I that were once sinners, lost. We were so low, we played racquetball against the curb. That's how low we were, amen? We were that low. We were people lost in darkness without any hope. And God lifts us up to the potential that we are. I see you as a son or daughter, a potential, a child of promise. That's the way I see you. I don't see you any other way. God has that ability. And it's called the doctrine of glorification. If you go to Bible college, you'll learn that. See, as I set up the scripture in Romans chapter 8, it's kind of like my kids. Irma and I, we think of our children. We want the best for them. We believe in. And you know how we see our kids? We want to see our kids this way, that they love God, that Andrew and Rebecca love God, that they love us, and they love their church that they're going to. And so far, it's taken that. It's taken root. They both love their churches that they attend. They serve there, and they love us, and they love God. And have we always batted 1,000 with them? No, they've done some stuff that have really, they've messed up big time. So far, police haven't gotten involved by the grace of God. They've messed up so much that we've had to look at them and rehearse, like, you know what you did? You did this, 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 and we have this against you, and we buried them. But you know how God saw them at that moment? He didn't treat them like we treated them. He treated them like this. He said, you know what? You're in a bad place right now, but you need me more than ever right now. And when we're in a bad place, how much do we need God? Oh, God, I need you. I've really messed up this time. We need a father that will love us that way. And he's just the best parent that can ever be. Would you join me on the journey of honor? Honor, because it begins in the home first, doesn't it? No one, we're going to fail. I'll talk about that. But we can rise up again and seek God and seek honor as families today. Right, everybody? In heaven, the glorification will come to everybody. You'll be perfect. I know it's going to happen in heaven one day. My kid's going to be perfect. I'll be perfect. But right now, no, God the Father sees you as perfect right now, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 30. There it is on the screen. It says that in those he predestined, yeah, I know I'll stand before God. But, you know, I know he's picked out just certain people. No, you know, God picks out everybody. He does. God has a plan for even the guy right now watching the NFL today, waiting for the first game and trying to, you know, he's not in church like I'm in church and wore my best suit. God even loves that guy and has a plan for him. Even the guy that's hung over and couldn't wake up this morning and because he was riotous living, God even loves that guy and has a plan for him. Right, everybody? And if he has a plan, how much hope do you have, right? Because nobody saw what you were doing. You snuck around, right? God has a plan for everybody. And those he predestined, God picks every. He also called, and he called that person, and he justified that person. And those he justified, he also, somebody says, glorified. Oh, he glorified you, man. There's some hope that God, you're not finished with me yet. You brought me this far, and you're not going to dump me off in the trash heap. Because he who started a good work in you will continue it. Amen. God's not, man, I got it made. How about you? Because God's still working. God's still working on all of us. There's nothing special about God is us. Amen. God's making us special today. Amen. So when you come to Living Faith Church, I'm not going to beat you up. I'm going to tell you how you should be and how you can be in God. Is that a good amen? I'd say amen to myself on that. Amen? Preaching 85% better than your amen in today, but that's okay. Don't go to sleep on me. You'll miss it today. I think the second bullet point right there would be honor benefits me too. It's much more I receive than giving it away. I'm on the giving end, but I get it back. It affects me more than the one I give it to. And that proves in the story of Jesus when he walked into the village of Nazareth where he was a hometown boy. That's where he grew up. He went to middle school, elementary school. He went there and hung. That was his hometown. And he went in there and something kind of weird happened. Nobody would give him honor. Isn't that Joseph's son, the carpenter? Wasn't that Mary? And you know how he came from Mary, and we had that story how, you know, she really got pregnant by the whole, come on. And nobody would give Jesus honor. And because of the Bible says that he could do very few miracles, there was dishonor, and it cut everything off. It shut everything. So I think when we dishonor, and we have a house of dishonor in our homes and the house of worship, dishonor comes, miracles can't happen in your life. But when there's honor in a culture, when there's honor in the house of God, when there's honor in your house, miracles begin to happen. That breakthrough that you've been waiting to happen, I just prophetically speak this right now to you at home here at our home church, that maybe the breakthrough needs to happen, that the house needs to be filled with honor so you get the answered prayer that you've been longing for. Where is it that you're showing dishonor that God can come and rise and be the God that he needs to be? Show honor to your boss. Show honor, young person, to your teacher. Show honor to your spouse, the government leader, the church family here. Show honor. Honor given will come back to you. Honor comes back. In Ephesians chapter 6 on the big screen, it says this, honor your father and your who? Your mom, right? And you're going to recognize that your mother and father, just like my mother and father and your mother and father, were people of flesh. They're in church this morning, but they're people that they failed, and you failed today. But the order of God is that you have honor in your home. It's within you to show honor. That's why you feel so messed up as a child of God when you're showing dishonor. It's like, I don't feel right. Well, you've shown dishonor. When you show honor, it looks on you, it looks good, because it's already commanded that you would do that as a child of God today. It's part of your rudder. It's part of your direction, and you go for it, and you're in it today. Amen. The ordered life brings the long life of God, because it's one of the big commands. Honor your father and mother, which is the first command, with a promise that it will go well with you. Maybe things aren't going well. Maybe the long life isn't enjoyed because there's no honor. There's dishonor all over the place. Dishonor brings a curse to your life. It opens up things that you don't want to open up to. Don't open up that can of dishonor. Amen? It will hurt you today. Is anybody with me this morning? Well, they weren't good to me. You don't know how I lived. I can tell you my sob story, and we can cry on each other's shoulder today. You honor them because they're your father and mother. When you walk into traffic citation court with 100 other people that they have processing you through that line, and you approach that judge because you want to talk yourself out of that ticket and you want an audience of one, do you walk up to that judge that's sitting behind the bench and go, hey, man, I'm just here trying? No, you probably wear your best clothes and you say your honor. You say, Judge Velasquez, or Judge, that was my judge when I got out of when I went to traffic court. I still remember his name. Thank you, Jesus. Try to get community service only. Said, nah, you're going to have to do that, you know, that 6-hour or 20-hour course on the internet or whatever it is. But I got that. Amen. Judge was fair. Thank you, Judge. Amen. If you're watching, amen. I appreciate you. I called him your honor. I didn't know. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if he was a wicked judge behind the scenes, if he was running around with, but I respect the office. And we respect the office of a mother and father today. Yeah. I guarantee you this, put it to test. Honor somebody today. You'll get, well, it's easy to honor people that honor you. How about honoring somebody that doesn't deserve it? Yeah. And watch how honor is a blessing to you. Watch how honor comes back to you. Well, they don't deserve it. Put it to the test. See what God will do in your life. Peter did that, and it's a big scripture, but it's on the big screen. Would you open it in your Bibles? You can see it right there before you. You can see it on the big screen. Peter was in the context of this scripture, there was wickedness in rulership. There was wickedness upon kings that were killing people like Peter. There were governors that were persecuting the people of God. There was corruption in the social order of things. Government wasn't right. But look what Peter writes in the context. It was a lot worse than it was 2,000 years ago than it is now. So let's look at this scripture in that context. Submit yourself, therefore, for the Lord's sake, to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king, president, the senate, to the supreme authority, to governors, to those who are sent by him to punish those who are doing wrong or to commend those who are doing right. For it is God's will, by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk. Yeah, I'm going to silence the people on Facebook because they're stupid. But no, that's not a foolish man. Live as what? Live as free men, but do not use your freedom to cover up evil. Live as servants of God. And this is the how-to. Now, how do I put some traction on this? How does it look? How do I do it, Peter? You show proper respect to everybody. You love the brotherhood of believers. That here, Living Faith, what if we really loved each other, which we do, thank God, we have a great church. We fear God, and we honor the King today. What would a church look like that? We honor, we add weight today. Am I reading like a manifesto of human thought here? Am I reading like a Reader's Digest article? Am I reading a bestseller novel? Is this what this is? What is this that I just read? I needed some help with the hard ones, okay? So if this is God's word, this is God's principles for my life to live, and this is the way I should look if I want success to come to my life, and I want success to come to my family, amen? And so we need to bring back honor to our community, to our church. And so remember the day we would tip our hats at the lady, and it wasn't flirting, we would just tip our hats at the lady. We would open, so we don't wear hats anymore, but we can still open the door for people, right? We can still, an elder walks in, and remember, we would stand. That would happen in my generation. Can we bring it back? Remember when a lady would walk into the room and there were no chairs, you would stand up and you would give her. Let's bring honor back. Paul spoke about, just like Peter, he spoke about honor and how it looks in the house of God. Romans chapter 12, in your handout. Hey, you haven't had any fun all day. Would you read this out loud, not out soft? Would you read it out loud on three? Are you ready? Are you ready? You got it? You got it up there? You got it in your... 1, 2, 3, go. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Amen. Man, I heard you guys today. You sounded so good. Amen. The look and the feel of a great church. There it is. Brotherly love, honoring one another. You add value above yourself. No, you go first. No, you go first. No, you go first. There are three ways to place weight and value above yourself, and I want to talk about those quickly. And number one is this, prioritize them. You honor people. The first is prioritized. You give preference to the person. Here's how you can do it today. You're going to go to the buffet line. Or you're going to go to HEB today, and there's an elder, and they got 20 items, but there's only 15 allowed in the express line. And you know what? They're older than you, but you're going to let them go first. No, they're going to slow me down. I got to get home. You go first. And you let them go first, and you know they're going to irritate you because they're going to take one thing out at a time, and it's going to be real slow on the conveyor belt. And then what's really going to make you mad, like it makes Nava mad, but I'm going to show honor today, I'm learning, is they're going to pull out their checkbook. And then they're going to ask what day it is. It's right there on the monitor. Will you look? And they're going to write that slow checkout. They're not going to use your check debit card. You could swipe it and get in and out of there in, 1 minute. But they're going to do it the good way, the check. And you're going to, because that's how honor looks, that you don't do it with a bad attitude like me. You wait and you show honor to somebody like that, right? Or the mom that has the crying baby, and you're just saying, you know what, you need to go first, and I'll help you with the dog food. I'll put the dog food on the conveyor belt for you. You just need to get out of here with that baby. Give me a good amen. You hold the door open for our ladies. We honor our ladies. You open the door for her as a husband. Help me, Jesus, right, everybody? Yeah. How about practicing it on the way out of church? Let them drive out first. You don't have to be the first one out of the parking lot. Yeah, let them go first today. Amen. We'll have a pile up as people leave. Proverbs 3:9, the Message Bible, says this: honor God with everything that you own. Give Him the first and the best. Lord, I wanted to honor You this morning by coming to the house of God. You didn't do it cocky, but you came here. And you know what God's going to do? He's going to honor you the rest of the week because you gave Him first. You gave Him the first of the week. You give Him that, and God has a way of making Monday better for you, and things go better today. I think God, sometimes when you say, Lord, I'm going to give You the first of the week, the Lord says, thank You, my son. Thank You, my daughter. This is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to bless you this week today because You've given me, You've recognized that the first belongs to me. The first day belongs to the Lord. Amen. We've honored God with our time, our talent, and our treasure today. You know what the result of this is that I don't have on there? It goes on to say, because you did that, your barns are going to be plentiful. Your wine is going to, you're going to become so much, man, it's going to be like a wino thing. Man, you're going to get all this wine. Your vats are going to be full because you gave me something. And God recognizes that. Isn't it good to say good morning, Lord, before you say good morning, CNN, good morning, Twitter, good morning, social media, good morning, Lord. You may not have time to read the Bible because you woke up too late, but you say, good morning, Lord. Help me this day, right? I believe God would say, good morning, son. Good morning, daughter. I'm going to honor you and bless you because you thought of me first, right, today. Amen. You prioritize what's important in your life. The second thought is this: praise them. God's given us good mouths, and we use them a lot. If you've been given the gift of gab and communication, sometimes the enemy can come and he twists that thing and he makes it wrong. So you can say stuff like, hey, bro, you look fly. And then they walk by you. Man, did you see that idiot? As they walk, you know, you say it underneath your breath and you say something out of your mouth that's, or you talk about the sister. Boy, look at that. She thinks she's so, look at the way she looks. Amen. But you say, good morning, sister. You know, when you say hello to, and so we use our mouths to honor people and we honor them the right way. Driving is tough for me to keep my mouth honorable. How about you? Especially on 1604. I have this thing, that time I never will forget, God spoke to me, not in an audible voice, because I'm not weird that way, but God spoke to me in my heart. And this guy, you know, just kind of ran me off or, you know, just did something bad driving. And I said, you idiot jerk, you know. And I kept driving, and God stopped me, and He paused me. He said, you know what, Mario, that's my idiot. That's my jerk. I died for that jerk. And you're going to call him that? I know you're right, God. God. All right, you got me again, Lord. I needed to ask for forgiveness because I cursed with my mouth, and I didn't bless. It's tough, right? Who's perfect out here? You can take me to lunch. Yeah. Go to lunch with Jesus, right? Ephesians 4:29, it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only that is what is helpful for building up according to their needs. And you don't know what they went through when they're running you off the road. Maybe they're on their way to the, maybe their father had a heart attack. Maybe something's going on and you build people up that way. You don't know what's going on in their lives. And so you bless people that those may benefit from those who listen. And your children are hearing you speak that way and your grandchildren. It says this, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Think, well, they quenched the Spirit because, you know, the last song ended wrong. No, quenching the Spirit is about that sort of thing. That hurtful thing coming out of your mouth. It has nothing to do with how someone preached or how somebody sang the wrong song today. No, it has to do with your personal life as you walk with God and you live it out with me today. I think we need to repent. Hey, how about you praying for me? Because I need to repent. How about, say this prayer. Let's pray. Say this prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for Pastor Mario. Help him to use his mouth. to bless people. Encourage him, Lord. You've given him a heart that he should praise people and honor people. Help him, God. And Father, I return that prayer back to my brothers and sisters, the church called Living Faith. And if, Lord, you can start with me, do it first here, Lord, and begin with me. And I pray for them that you would use their mouths, Lord, to glorify you, to bless people, to encourage people today. Thank you, Father. Use this great church and let it be an honorable church, Lord, with their mouths today. Oh, how we need you, Lord. We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. I don't. I know they don't. We need the Lord. I need you, Lord, in my life. I don't want you to be grieved where you, I want more of God. How about you? We say yes to the Lord today. Amen and amen. I believe God. We honor you, Lord, with that prayer. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Give them 5 seconds of praise. Come on, we praise you, Lord, with our mouths. We honor you. You're our healer, God. You're opening doors right now. You're the one that brings life, God. You open a great door for God's people today, Lord. Yeah, I believe God's doing something supernaturally in the realm right now today. Amen. Do you feel that today? There's one more scripture that was so good I included as an extra scripture about praising God. It says in James chapter 3, verse 9, with the tongue we praise our Father, our Lord. And so, what a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name. But we also, with that same tongue, we curse men. Look at that jerk. Look at what a jerk he is. Look at what a jerk he is. Now, you can say that with that same mouth. We have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. And look what it says on the very last line. My brothers, my sisters, this should not be. That's Big Dad talking, right? We can't have, this can't go on anymore. We honor people by the way that we speak to them today. The third principle and the final one is this. Number three, somebody shout, protect them. Yeah, what we value, we protect. The things that are real valuable in our home, we protect. Objects are to be protected. We protect our relationship with God. We stand up for Jesus. If you have somebody and you're in the atmosphere that someone's saying GD this, GD that, GD, you know what you need to do the next time they start on a rant like that? God never damned anybody. You need to say that. You know, maybe not hit them over the head with a Bible. God doesn't do that. The devil does. So if you want to do that and say that, you need to replace the name with not God, but put the devil there. And I'll be in agreement with you. And watch what will happen. Then you can run if they're bigger than you, right? Now stand up. Stand up. There's somebody that died for you. His name is Jesus. And you ought to live for him. And young people in this room, protect your purity. Protect your purity. Protect it. It's worth protecting because one day you'll have the harvest that is coming to you today. Amen. That is meant for you. Don't abort that. Protect your purity. Protect your church. Don't let anybody talk about your church behind their back. Don't let anybody do that. I talk about every church on our block, and I don't even know. The only pastor that I know on this block is Pastor Darnell Dotson that pastors that way. And I don't say anything negative about the man because he's preaching the gospel this Sunday morning. Marbach Christian. I don't even know the pastor at Liberty Baptist this way. And that's okay. I may never meet him, but I know it's a church. And I have to be honorable towards that church because it's a church. I respect the office. Well, they don't deserve it. They talked about us. No, no, no. We're going to treat them the way that they should be. Give me a good amen. Because that's God, and we value that today. So if we value it, we protect you. Amen. We go to the Lord, and we protect, and we say, Lord, I'm going to protect my marriage, and I'm going to protect that person. I'm going to put a hedge of protection around my children today. And then I go to the one that hates them, that hates me, that hates the church, and I address the devil. And I go, devil, you'll not have my marriage. I protected them. I rebuke you right now off of my home, off of my marriage, off of my grandchildren, off of my children. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I deal with him because I'm protecting what God has given me. And so can we together do that. Right, everybody? We protect it. We protect it. We protect it. There's a story of Noah, and he spent 40 days, 40 nights on a boat that he built. Built it himself with his family. And he spent 40 days and 40 nights with a bunch of animals in that boat and his family. And after 40 days and 40 nights, the first thing that he did when he got off the boat is he got drunk. And you would too if you spent 40 days and 40 nights with your family and with a bunch of animals. You would get drunk. He has to have some relief, right? There's something that happened that gives us the picture of honor and dishonor. What happened next? So Noah gets so drunk that he's lying there nude, drunk, sleeping it off. And his son, one of his sons walk in. You know the Bible, his name's Ham. Ham walks in and he sees his dad lying in that state, drunk. And he walks out of the tent and he goes, "Hey, you should see Dad, man. He's so wasted. He's in there nude and he's drunk. He's blitzed out of his mind. You should see Dad." Like that. And the other sons, you know what they do? They walk in backwards with a towel, a sheet, and they cover Papa. They cover Daddy so they don't see that shame. Noah was a godly man, but he did a bad thing. He got drunk. He did a bad thing. See, they didn't try to cover up the sin. We're not going to cover up sin, but they protected their father because the office deserved that. He was their father, and the office deserved it. Did he behave honorably? No. But they still protected the man. Do you understand that today? And in our lives today, there'll be things that follow us that are honorable because of what we choose right now at this very moment if we're going to be choosing to be people of honor. I want to be like the other two sons, not like the one that shamed his dad by speaking behind his back. Because what happened was Noah, a powerful man, built a boat, the only one that believed God, the only one that saved a generation, his family. When he begins to assign prophetic things and speak over his boys about what will their future be, he comes and he speaks blessings over the two that covered him. But you know what he does with Ham? He doesn't curse him, but he says this. He says, basically, your generations that will come after you are going to be dishonorable people because of what you did. And I can reverse that now with you and for you as a church called Living Faith if we become honorable people at this very moment. Your folks may have been not honorable. You may have come from a generation of not being honorable. You may have learned dishonor. It's on your, but you can turn it around right now for your son and daughter in the name of Jesus. They can rise on shoulders higher because you built them up and blessed them. Right, everybody? And so, thank God, the other brothers, they inherited honor and they inherited wisdom because they walked in wisdom. Jesus says this finally on the big board. Jesus is speaking. He said, "He who speaks on his own does so to gain honor for himself." Yeah, he's all about himself. He's all about, look at me, I'm looking good, and I'm doing this thing. But he who works for honor is the one who sent him, is a man of, and there's nothing false about him. Now, Jesus is speaking, so he's speaking about, you know, I come on my own initiative. Not on my own deal, but I do what my Father tells me to do, my Heavenly Father, and I behave like Him, I act like Him. In other words, I'm deployed from Him, I'm under His covering, and I want to honor my Father in heaven, so I'm going to do what He tells me to do, because there's spiritual authority in that sense, and there's authority. And Jesus was a man of honor, and He had the Holy Spirit with Him. And you know what He left us? The Holy Spirit. And so it's within you to honor people. It looks bad when we dishonor because it's not meant for you. We're meant to honor, and it should be something that comes natural for us today. So Jesus never sought His own glory, but He wanted to glorify His Father in heaven. Right, everybody? So it's not about, listen, it's not about celebrating me, me, me. It's about celebrating we. Hey, we're in this thing together. We honor each other. We bless each other. And let's point the big finger to God. Amen. I didn't say the other finger. I said the big finger. Give me a good amen, right? Yeah. Well, seeing if you're awake today, right? Yeah, I offended somebody else today. I'm going to have to step up to the honor level today. Step up to the challenge. Call your mom this week. Bless her. Well, she didn't treat me right. No, honor. Honor that she's your mother today. Amen. Honor your boss. Oh, he's bankrupting the company. You don't know my boss. No, honor him. Say, boss, thank you that you hired me. Because of you, I have a job, and I bless you, boss, today. Amen. Honor your teacher. Amen. Bless your teacher. Your life will be better. Finally, the last thought is this on the screen. Get smart. The final one that we'll do, get smart six. The more I value something, the more I value from it. The more I value my job, the more I'll value from my job. The more I value my church, the more I value from my church. The more I value my God that I serve, the more I value from God today. Do you receive God's word?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Amen. Father, we still ourselves right now, and we thank you, Father, that we hear your voices of people. I honor you, Lord. I honor the worship team now, Lord. They've waited, and yes, Lord. Thank you, God. I honor them, Lord. Bless them, Lord, as they come to the platform. And we bow, Lord, before you, Lord, as you're our God today. Thank you, God. They got here early. They rehearsed, and each one of them has their assignment that they take very seriously, Lord. So I thank you, Father, for their ministry. Bless them. Father, we want to honor you. And Lord, you saw what we did last week and what I did last week, and you still love me. You still have a plan for my life, Lord. You saw, Lord, what some of us did last night, and you still see us as children of promise, sons and daughters of potential, Lord. So we want to see people that way, Lord. We want to see our neighborhood. We want to see our boss, people that we work for, Lord, people that we work with, Lord, our teachers, Lord, fellow students, Lord. We want to see our Father. We want to see people the way you see them, with the eyes of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Touch the people of the Lord. I thank you that we live in an honor culture today, that we change the way things are done. We don't live as normal people. Thank you, Father. We do what God's told us to do this day. We have our marching orders, Lord. This is the way we'll act today. This will be our attitude, Lord, today. You're in this room today, and as I continue to pray, I always want to give you an opportunity to receive Christ as your Savior. It's tough for me to say, but I'm going to say it. You've dishonored God. You're not right with God today. I don't want you to be passive, because Jesus went to a cross to die for your sins, that you would be honorable before God, that you would be right before God. But you need to make the choice today. And I want you to be bold enough today that I'm not going to embarrass you, but bold enough to say, you know what, I'll lift my hand because I need God in my life today. I've dishonored him with my life. You know, if that's you, you can do that. I won't embarrass you. I'll note your hand. But in this moment right now, don't be passive about it. Be bold. Say, that's me. I need to honor God with my life. Would you lift your hand slightly so I can pray? But be bold about it. God bless you. Yes, sister. Yes, sister. Yes. Precious people. You can lift. You can put them down once you put them up. Yes, my brother. I saw your hand. Amen. Yeah. About five people lifted their hand today. The Bible says this, that if you believe in your heart that Jesus died for your sins and you confess with your mouth that he is your Lord, that he'll come and reside within you today. Let's pray this prayer together. The chief sinner on the platform, which is me, I'm going to lead the prayer. The other sinners that are saved by grace, we pray it too. But if you lifted your hand, pray it loud enough in your own ear that you can hear it. We pray this prayer. My Father in heaven, thank you that I'm adopted. I'm one of your own. I'm included in the family because of what Jesus did on the cross for me. His blood has saved me and bought me with a great price. Thank you, Jesus. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. As you lift up your hands just slightly above your lap, receive this blessing. May living faith be a culture of honor. May the people of living faith be known with the honor that they bestow upon people today. A culture of honor that we return to our community. We honor John Jay. We honor the faculty there, the students, God. We honor the personnel there. We honor, we bless the students. We honor our community, our neighbors, Lord. We honor the churches on this block. May we be a culture of honor, Lord. May honor now be upon our children's children, Lord, because of our actions and attitudes today as a people today, as a prayer that we mean what we say and we pray what we say in Jesus' name. All of God's children say, amen. Amen and amen. Would you bless the Lord with me? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for new life. It's because of you, Jesus, that people receive you as Savior today. Thank you, Jesus. If you receive Christ as your Savior, or you return to Him. There's a growing in faith class that I want you to be part of. Laura Collier, one of our finest teachers, leads that class. She's right there, I think, with her new grandbaby, or grandbaby might be somewhere in our baby room today. But I want you to talk to Laura if you're serious about what you did. And Laura will be near, find her, right there. Raise your hands, you see, precious lady. She'll be glad to tell you about Growing in Faith that begins at 9 a.m. in our student center. It's free, it's good, and it's just our next steps of what happens when you receive Christ today. Amen. And we need that. Connection cards are in front of you. Fill those out. Let us know if you have a special prayer request, as it says in the announcements. Make sure that you do that also and fill those out. We're going to receive our tithe and offering. And we always say this with this theme. When we did the text to give, we text 77977. We were able to choose that because we jumped on the app that was created for us by Push Ministries and Push Pay, I think it's called. They deal strictly with churches. And they let us pick out our key word. And so, of course, we picked out living faith. I think if we would have done it now, because it's so, you know, that's been about 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago that we've been dealing with this, maybe we wouldn't have had living faith. But we got it. Amen. It's ours. It's a keeper. Right, everybody? If you've never done the smart way of giving in the sense of a smartphone, not to say it's smart way of giving, all ways are smart to give to the Lord. I need to readjust my mouth or I'll be apologizing again. Amen. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. How many people have I said sorry to? Oh, yeah. Amen. And so living faith is just a good declaration to put in your phone if that's a way that you can give today. Let's use it today. I use it every Wednesday night when I come to church. If I don't come to church, I still use it on Wednesday night. If you're giving the old-fashioned way like I do, the old way, amen, let's give by check today. We don't do this as a transaction of business like we bought a bunch of groceries from HEB and we're about to swipe the card. We do this as an act of worship, amen. With God's open hand, man, God's open hand, He gave me provision. And so my hand opens back and say, Lord, I can't help but to bring back, God. You blessed me beyond measure. Thank you, Jesus. Would you open your hand to God today? Amen. Let me bless you as you stand to your feet. As we sing a song of worship, as we do this as an act of worship, Father, we worship you with our first. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Would you remember the people? Not because I'm saying it, because it's written. Yeah, you'll rebuke the devourer, Lord. You'll fill them with plenty, overflow, God. Thank you for what you're doing in this church. God, you've healed us in this room. How much more can we be so grateful to you? Thank you, Jesus. At this very moment, I used to get pretty dizzy while I was preaching because of a weak nerve that I had in my ear, a balance situation. Hey, I'm getting older, right? But God has healed me. God's made me better. Yeah, doctors gave me physical therapy, and thank God, but I just realized how healed that I am, how good God's been to me. How about you? God's been good to me. God's blessed me with health. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. My best days are yet ahead, and so are yours today. Thank you, Father. One more praise today that I just want to thank God for. Thank you, Jesus. One more praise today. One of our men and couples that watches this on the internet, and we've signed off, right? You can leave it on. You can leave it on because it's kind of special. Whatever you got to do, you can tell me later. We usually, they sent a letter plus an offering. Steve Hayes, you know who you are, and I wasn't going to embarrass you, but I know you can't make it to church because you're in Florida. But he said this, dear pastor, please use this for the support of the 2020 program because he heard about it 3 weeks ago. And he sent something last week. Use it as God directs, and we used it for outreach today. Love in Christ, Steve and his wife, and Alana Haynes, and they watch faithfully from Bradenton, Florida, a great, great little city. Hey, we like the beach there, man. And he says, of course, I watch you on Facebook. We've had gifts come all the way from England now because of what's taking place. Yeah, amen. And so to God be the glory, amen. Yeah. If they're participating in it, shouldn't we as the house? Amen. Yes. Amen. We just want to thank the Lord. Amen. Let's go ahead and sing to the Lord and worship Him in our giving today. God bless you as you give.
be light when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine.